Mom's Palace. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give you guys a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, and documentaries in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tin. Hey guys,
what's up? What's cracking? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year's,
everyone. Oh my god, 2022. What's up? What you doing? How you doing?
How you doing? What's it's crazy. Cracking? January went by fast,
did it? You know what? It's weird. Like, I have moments where it was fast and moments where it was slow. But yeah, overall, yeah, pretty quickly. I'm like,
it went pretty quickly. Thinking about the last 2 years, January went a lot quicker. But guys, welcome back. This is season two. What can we say that with a podcast? Season two, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Season two. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for joining us. If you are new, welcome.
Subscribe to us and enjoy. Tell your mama, your sister, your brother, your grand, everybody, we just like to have fun. We talk about these shows, movies, break it down,
and that's it.
So if you are new, you're hearing us, definitely check out season one. It was, you know, first time, it was raw, it was a lot of fun. This new season, we have a lot of fun things. We have a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing. Some the same, but a lot differently. So check out, look forward. There's so many great movies and shows coming out that has came out, that already came out, classics. So let's have fun and let's get into it.
New and improved. But still the same.
So, just a little heads up, guys. You know, obviously, I mean, we talk about movies and shows. So, we always love to talk about Golden Globes because a lot of our shows did get nominated last year. So, we were kind of spot on. Pretty exciting. So, even though they're not actually doing it, they had a private event, which kind of sucks with the whole COVID thing. But a couple of people won. So we just want to shout out to that. But we're actually going to look forward to the Oscars. Now, as far as we know, the Oscars is happening March 27th. So they actually, normally it airs this month, February, but it's actually pushing off. So crossing fingers that actually watch it.
So what? Hopefully, because child.
I know. I mean, there were so many great movies that came out, which I'm trying to follow. I'm gonna try to do my best so we can at least participate. But the nomination already came out, so it's about watching some of the films. So they got some really cool films out, guys. So these next couple of weeks, we'll be throwing out some movies that we watch so you all can participate. So at least, you know, we can come up with our own by March. We come up with who might win, who might not win by being able to watch it. But that is all the news that we have. I mean, is there any other news that you want to share, Tina?
No, I think we caught up on everything. I'm excited to get into these movies, honey, because guess what month it is?
What month is it? Can you tell us?
It's Black History Month.
You sound very excited.
Because you know what? Black History Month is just so awesome. I feel like as an adult, I got to explore it more and more clearly, because in childhood, what they tell us about Black History Month, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, like, and that's all you. And it's like, okay, can we talk about some stuff that's not about struggle and slavery and like celebrate our talent and celebrate the gifts that we gave to this world? Because let me tell you something, we are the spice that absolutely sprinkled on that.
Yeah, as a kid, I got tired of hearing the same. So I'm like, okay, I know it.
We struggle.
Talk about the happy moments. You know what I'm saying,
girl?
But I'm not knocking it down. It's, we have to know our history. It's really good to know it. But let us know some good points. So that's why I like to call, and we're gonna call it Black Excellence, because I want to showcase the Black excellence. There's so many movies, shows, everything that, you know, African Americans throughout the years have demonstrated. So that's what we'll be doing. And also this month is the month of love.
Oh my God. Love everywhere in the air.
Love is in the air. So we will be doing something a little bit different. That's why I said season two, y'all not ready for it. Because we coming
hard.
So this month we will be touching every week. It will be something new. It'll either be about Black excellence or about love. So it'll be movies, shows, and we're just going to be talking about some of our favorite all-time movies, some of our newer ones, shows. So this week, Tina, what are we starting off with?
So of course, in Black History Month, even though we share this holiday month with the Day of Love, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of Black history Black excellence.
Yes.
We're going to kick it off with a little bit of Black excellence. Today, we're going to talk about, and just like how we did in our season finale, where we just kind of like had our list of top favorites. It's hard, y'all. We are movie and TV people. So like, it's impossible to make the list, let alone like whittle it down to just two or three. But we did our best. And we decided to do two each. I mean, if we got a little extra time, we might be able to throw one or two more. But we got our two top favorites. And honestly, they're so across the board. Like, it's hilarious. At least my two are. And it was hard to get this, to get it down. Girl, I'm nervous. I feel like I left something out.
You're gonna be shocked.
Y'all, because she didn't even tell me what her two movies were. We doing movies this week. I don't even know. So I'm learning with y'all.
So why don't you kick it off with us, Tina? Let us know what is going on, what you doing, what's your movie? Wait, are we gonna do, you do one, I do one, then
Okay, so I'm gonna start with my throwback movie, because I tried to pick one that was newer and one that was older. So my throwback movie, I don't know if this is gonna be a shock to y'all, it's not a shock to T, but my favorite one is Paid in Full.
Yes.
A movie produced by Jay-Z and Dame Dash and a bunch of other people we don't recognize. But those are the two most popular names on a producer's list. Paid in Full is a movie that came out in 2002. I don't know why I felt like this came out in like 1995. But
because it looked like it.
Exactly. Yeah. When I was younger, I was like, oh, this movie old as heck. No. Mm-hmm. It came out in 2002. Mm-hmm. The story is based on the late 80s, early 90s era. But came out in 2002, like I said, produced by Dame Dash and Jay-Z and a bunch of other people. It stars the one, the only, Mekhi Phifer and Yay! Will Ferrell, two of my favorite actors.
You know, I can't say his name.
Mekhi Phifer.
I can't say his name.
That's funny. Say Phi.
No. We're not doing that.
Okay. Well,
that's embarrassing. At this point in my life.
Okay, well, Mekhi Phifer and Wood Harris, and then your boy Cameron, who, if you know anything about music, which you know anything about me, I love music and music history. Cameron was one of the coldest rappers on Rockefeller.
Dipset.
You feel me? One of them New York, them real New York
niggas. Harlem.
Oh my God. Like, after watching this movie, I fell in love with New York, like, so hard. And not like New York, like, just the men. Like,
just so even y'all, it's funny because one of the first things when me and Tina met, it was like, well, we bonded over a couple of reality TV shows. But then she was like, oh, I want to go to New York. And I want to meet a Harlem dude. So, guys, later one of these days, we'll have like a get to know us. And I lived in New York. And I just so happened to live in Harlem. And I was Christina,
mad.
She went crazy. Oh my God, you know that I wanted to do that. Because and then of course, guess what movie she brought up? Paid in Full. And it just went on from that. So yeah, y'all.
Oh my God. Like, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm gonna need you to get your life together. It is a hood classic, but it's actually based on a true story. This is mm-hmm. actually taken from the headlines of the news. These three actors were basically doing a biopic of three people who actually existed in the drug game. They were like kingpin level, like Harlem. They had Harlem down locked. Like, you wasn't stepping anywhere in Harlem without dealing with somebody that worked under their umbrella. And it was kind of sad, like, how it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, I believe, were like related in some way. So it was really sad how it turned out at the end. But I mean, the silver lining is the main character, Ace, you know what I'm saying? He turned his life around and made a honest living after that. But a real, like, I know I don't want to glorify life of crime, right?
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot tied into the drug game. I don't want to get political with it because this is a happy episode.
y'all, this is like, her movie. Just want y'all to know.
It's so dope to just see three dudes from the hood who maybe everybody counted out come up. Like, mm-hmm. Cameron's character was crazy. Like, Rico, he was on one from the jump. I was nervous about Rico. But
yeah, I mean, Rico was too loud with it. He was too goofy. He wanted to do too much.
Be the center of attention. Everybody mm-hmm. know that guy.
But he was just being super loud with everything that he did.
And it's like, dude, relax. Like, we're selling drugs. Like, we ain't trying to be the center of attention. Like,
yeah.
Chill out. Like, Ace was like, yo, we good. Like, chill.
Yo,
like,
Ace Rico was did so not get it. Chill.
Can we just talk about how much I love Ace? Like,
no, I'm not gonna even lie. His swag.
When now, he my, like bossed up.
Wood Harris. I am a fan of his.
I love his.
You guys
acting.
Ever watched The Wire?
I love his acting.
He, when I think of New York, he's one of the people that I think about.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he was he's always been just a cool cat, calm mm-hmm. and collective. And especially in this film, is just like finding himself in this position, right? Just trying to make some money, you know, as all dudes do, but it was just like his character was just so opposite of Ricky's.
Oh my god. And then
Mitch was just in the like in the
Mitch
middle.
Was just in the middle. He was what's that? Switzerland, Poland, I don't know, the neutral country.
Like, Switzerland.
Like he
could be loud sometimes, but then he could be, you know, chill. Mm-hmm. It all depends. And
it was like a false sense of modesty. Like I mm-hmm. feel like Mitch was modest because he felt like that's what his role was. Like you mm-hmm. already know I'm the man. Why like, you know what I'm saying? Why boast about it?
Why? You know what I'm saying? You like, know who
secretly,
I am.
He loved that. Like he even uh-huh. said it like, I love this shit. Like this is what I like before. Oh my god, my name's a good life.
That made yeah, that was
oh my god, him and Sonny. And for your uncle to do that shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
For your because uncle to, and, oh my thirsty. God, this was real. This was a real mm-hmm. that really happened.
But that's
to that little boy.
But that's what happened back in the day. You trash. Coming up, you not gonna oh, you not gonna help me out. I don't care if you're family or not. You know what I'm saying? Like that's right. what it was.
That's crazy. But y'all, you gotta watch it. It's a dope movie. I picked this one because I feel like this is our what's that movie with the when you like say hello to my little friend.
Oh, Scarface?
Yeah, this is I don't know why I just blanked like that. Like this is our this the hood Scarface. It like it, but it really is. Minus the police busting in at the end. It's some dudes that's supposed to be your people, but you know, it's betrayal yeah. nonetheless.
It's like, always going to be betrayal.
Somebody came up from absolutely nothing, like abject poverty, and like made an empire. Like this was, that just goes to show you like how intelligent these men are. Like I went to school with some of the hardest like gangbanging ass like little boys.
Yeah.
And they were on the math team.
Like, that's, yeah, but that's nationally, how it was.
Because they were intelligent as AF. Like, and it just, I feel like that's just, I don't know, it's because of that, it's worth being on the list. So that's why that's for mine. But like,
who is your favorite character?
Twisted. I got a whole bunch more. Ace, of course. Like, his whole personality. like, I wanted to be his girlfriend. Like, I was like, I need me an Ace. Like, all throughout high school, if you didn't remind me of Ace Boogie.
Period.
It was nothing going on between me and you.
That was my goal. But
honestly, I still love Mitch too. I feel like Mitch would have been like a really good friend, but Ace would have been my boo.
Okay. Okay. I like that. How does the movie end? And what did it do to you? How did you feel when it ended?
It ended horribly. Oh my god. It made me so sad. Actually, no, technically it didn't end horribly, right? Because Ace walked away with a handful of Lulu's diamonds. So he had a nice little down payment on life. Like it wasn't for a waste. He didn't end up in jail. He got messed up physically, but mm-hmm. he didn't die. He got to see his child grow old, you know, mm-hmm. grow up, and he got to be with his girl. And like he got to walk away, unlike Mitch and unlike Rico. And a whole bunch of other characters who like life and like stuff was wasted away. So it was a hard lesson,
mm-hmm.
but it was a necessary one, especially for our generation, because we glorified like being a street dude.
Oh,
and, like,
of course,
that lifestyle so much.
That's how
like
it was
in
the 90s. The mm-hmm. early 2000s, that's what it was about.
Everybody was
especially
bang bang
in
shoot
New York.
Them up. Oh my goodness. Like if you wasn't about that life, you was like soft somehow. And it's like, no, there yeah. are other things to do with your life. And you won't end up shot up. You won't end up in jail. You won't end up dead. Like you would still be able to get this money and hustle. And then for him to walk away from the music video scene from yep. where it used to be an actual like hangout, that was pretty cool. It was like, okay, yeah, a lot of these dudes out here faking. I feel like that
for
was
real.
Like that was Ja Rule's journey. Like, he was the first, don't do like, that. Fake street dude.
Don't do that. No, I'm a fan of Jaws.
I know. I mean, I'm a fan of, like, music Jaws. Fire Jaws. Fire Island Jaws.
No. I don't go that far. still in the early 2000s. And you want to know what's so crazy? I was actually supposed to go to that event. That's when I was living in New York. It was like a big deal. Everybody was super excited. I got invited to go.
You almost got stranded, girl, in the Bahamas.
Girl, and she would have been mad, honey.
Extra mad.
But yeah, all right. Well, guys, watch Paid in Full. Honestly, it's a really good film. I watch it 1,000 times.
I think it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, it is?
I think. Well, that was the last place I saw it.
Well, I've watched it so many times. I loved Ace. Ace was my favorite. I've always been, like, Mitch was Rico. I wanted to fall over. If you really pay attention, it was some really good moments, really good scenes in Paid in Full that I feel like a lot of people don't really know. I pay attention to that because that's who I am. I pay attention to really cool shots and stuff like that. But I mean, overall, it was a really good movie. Before we go to the next movie, I just want to say, do you remember this quote? I just made enough money to bake biscuits for the projects.
I couldn't stand his ass. What was his name?
Calvin, girl.
Calvin, yes. Ooh, he's so irritated. Like, he was just a cocky motherfucker. Just like, And it had his sister. I mean, she was trying to get to that bag.
No. She was only trying to get to that bag. Didn't care about
that anything. That was it. Didn't care about That's nothing. It.
I was like, girl, you better watch yourself or you wreck yourself.
When he left all that money on the table at dinner and everybody tried to act like he didn't.
Girl. Stop. Don't act like that.
I should be right out, Calvin. Now, you know damn well you ain't gonna say that he just left like $1,000 on you. I'm like, get your ass up, go to dinner with this man.
Okay.
Like, we got a couple more bills you need to pay. And you know what? That started a long line of really awesome movies, surprisingly, that Rockefeller Films put out. Like, it was just like hood hit after hood hit. Like, Jay-Z and Dame Dash put out some quality work. The storyline might not be of your taste or anything, but it was still quality. And even though a lot of them were low budget, it was still quality.
You could sit down, like, Paid in Full was like, yeah, I'm not a fan of Jay-Z or Dame Dash. But the movie was good. So that's it.
They know quality. He was on that that movie that just came out on Netflix. What is The Harder They Fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So my turn.
So what are we gonna do a throwback or are we gonna do a new one?
So we're gonna do a throw.
Throw it in.
Okay. So the movie. So it was really hard because y'all, I'm that girl that pretty much seen like all the classic black movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen all of them. So this was actually really, really hard because, again, I've seen all of them. But I was like, okay, think of it, whatever. I literally had to do any, mini, money, mo.
Because it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I know.
So, the movie that I decided to pick, which is very close to my heart because it's my two favorite human beings. And it's such a good movie. And it may be corny to some people, but for me, I just feel like the chemistry, I look at chemistries between characters. So I had to say Poetic Justice.
Oh my God, I love it. Yay.
So guys, if you don't know, which disgusted, Poetic Justice. So still grieving after the murder of her boyfriend, hairdresser Justice, aka Janet Jackson. You got that right, guys. Janet Jackson.
Right, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Or Demita Joe.
Ooh, girl,
that album was really good. So, writes poetry to deal with the pain of her loss. Unable to get to Oakland to attend a convention because her car breaks down, Justice gets a lift with her friend Leisha, aka Regina King.
Also, my girl Regina, shout out.
Yeah, but rest in peace to her son. Like, I know she's going through a hard time, but we love Regina King. And Leisha's postal worker boyfriend, Chicago.
He just had to be called Chicago. Girl,
I was just like, why? Along for the ride is Chicago's coworker. Now, I already said Jenna Jackson. Lucky, a.k.a. Tupac. To whom Justice grows close after some initial problems. But is she ready to open her heart again? Now, guys, I am a huge fan of Janet Jackson. She plays such a huge role in my life. I wanted to dance like her. I got braids big like her. Girl, I wanted the bull ring in my nose. I wanted all of that. And then Tupac will forever, ever be my favorite rapper of all times. And the fact that, like, rappers wasn't really acting like that. And Tupac literally had a whole acting career.
Yeah, he changed the game. Like, he made it cool.
He made it so cool, and it's like he made it easy. And I think that's why people were hating on him, because you're the number one rapper, and now you're killing it in the business, and then you got to act with Janet Jackson. So this movie came out in 1993, and what's cool about this, Maya Angelou, Black History, period, who wrote the poems featured in this film?
I am woman. Woman is me.
I hate you. And she also appears as one of the three elderly sisters. Remember at the family reunion when they did the... That was so good. So this movie was so good. It was like number one in the box office, of course. I mean, you have Janet Jackson and Tupac, and then you have Regina King. So, of course, and it grossed $11 million.
That's worth paying in full.
Yeah. And then Janet Jackson also received an Academy Award and a Golden Globe for Best Original Song for Again, which y'all don't understand. I'm a fan. And Again is actually a good movie, a good song. So, I chose this movie because I just thought it was just so authentic. It was real. It was raw. And I just love the fact that I felt like Janet was really acting like Janet.
Yeah.
and I felt like Tupac was really being Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac had a little girl and he didn't care. And he also, like, you know, suffered tragedy in his life. So his main focus was caring for his young daughter, Keisha, you know, and who, if you get to see in the film, that, like, cares of, like, a crack addict mother angel.
Yeah.
Who was using drugs and all that stuff. So
he's doing a lot more.
So, of course, his dreams of a professional career is in music and shows, but insisted that his talent, his cousin is the true talent, which was so funny because he's actually, you know, a rapper. So it was just really cool that you have these four people, right? And so Justice, Janet Jackson, and Lucky, Tupac, they're strangers. They don't know each other, right? And then you have Regina King and her boyfriend called Chicago. They're in a relationship, but it's just so funny. By the end of the trip, they're not together no more. Then Tupac and Janet Jackson gets together. But in the beginning, it was just like, my favorite.
They were so anti.
Girl. And like I said, I felt like they were being their true selves because it was so authentic. Like, just the way Janet would act. I'm like, okay, Janet will act like this in her. This will be Janet. Mm-hmm. And this then Tupac, yeah, you'll be. Because if a girl's not sweating you, yeah, and you feel like you're the hot, you're going to have a problem with it. So I just thought that it was just so real, so amazing, because it was just like, one of my favorite scenes is the car scene when both of them is in front and they both start cursing at each other. And I'm talking about Tupac is like at the top of his
lungs. He was so mad.
He couldn't even help it to the point. Car stops. Get out the car. Like, it was just so real and so hilarious because they're in Chicago and Regina King is in the back like, yo, what is going on? Like,
girl,
it was Regina King for me with the 40. She reminded me of my younger self.
She,
we not gonna do it.
I'm glad you said it. So I agree. We're gonna leave it at that, y'all.
But it was just, I loved it. I loved
when they were in the, remember the hotel scene and the gay dude from the salon was giving them advice and he was like, because I don't stress.
I don't stress. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I was like, oh, period.
We don't do that.
Good. We don't do that here. We get these credit cards. We ain't got time to be worried about no man. I'm worried about his wallet. I was like, yes.
And that's on period. I really... So after they had the fight, I love the fact when Lucky and Justice, they started growing closer because they started discussing their lives. And they had like such a cute moment after leaving the reunion and they were at the beach. And then that's when he really figured out like Chicago and Leisha, they explode. And then Leisha informed Chicago that she has been seeing someone on the side. And he literally physically attacks her.
That was hilarious. Well, it wasn't hilarious, but
it was just like Regina, like she was so disgusted, and the fact that Chicago kept brushing his hair,
girl, just like a Chicago nigga,
just like a Chicago dude,
they're just looking stupid at you, just like
what
you mean? I wasn't even doing. Man, I was at the party with four of them. What you talking about? Shorty, you trip like stop brushing your hair. Stop brushing your hair. Stop brushing your hair.
But I love the fact that Lucky, he kind of initially decides to abstain until Justice defends Leisha by kicking Chicago in the groin. Yeah. Who retaliates by physical and brutal threatening Justice. Then Lucky...
Mm-hmm.
Justice and a bleeding, shaking Leisha leaves Chicago alongside the road. You know, I love that scene because it was just like, nah, Chicago, you're in the wrong. And at first, Lucky was like, I'm not going to get in between it because it's not like a typical dude. I ain't going to get into the business. Ain't got nothing
to do. Right. This ain't my business.
My business and stuff like that.
It got everything to do with you.
Girl. So then, then that's when they open up and they share the kiss and Justice walk away and boom. And then they went on with the hair show and I just love the ending. The ending is my favorite part because it was 7 months later and Lucky meets up with Justice again back at the hair salon and then he brings Keisha and it was that smile. It was like everybody at the salon looking. I'm like, typical.
Oh my God, that's me, y'all.
But overall, that movie was just so amazing. I loved everybody, well, except for Chicago. But pretty much everybody played such a great role. And I just, Janet Jackson and Tupac, their chemistry was truly amazing. What
was your favorite scene? And what was your least favorite scene?
like I said, my favorite scene was when they was in the car arguing, because it felt real. Because okay. that's when I was like, okay, y'all like each other. But it was real. Because you're not going to, why are you cussing out a person so hard if right. you're not interested? You know what I'm saying? Why are you so frustrated?
Why are you so pressed? What's wrong, boo? I
don't mean nothing. What scene I didn't like? Any scene that had to do with Chicago, he was just like,
he was so irritated.
He was just annoying and a non-factor. And when he was brushing his hair, and Regina King is really trying to talk to him, and that's why she kept drinking so much. When that was in the backseat, because he's like, you're annoying. Like, and then, I'm not gonna lie,
but like, really though,
Justice was getting on my nerves too, because I was like, girl, get back in that truck. Stop. Right? You know you love him. You know right. you like him.
You know you like him. You cute.
You cute.
He cute or whatever.
But like I said, I love their outfits. I just loved everything about it because it was just authentic. It was real. And I love realness. And mm-hmm. I believed it. Like, I believe that this has happened. This can happen. This probably is happening. That's mm-hmm. what I feel. Mm-hmm. So, yes, y'all, I love Poetic Justice.
Oh, my God.
So, definitely, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's just a classic movie. It's really deep. It's some really good poems. Again, Maya Angelou.
Still I rise.
Come on.
Like the tide.
it was just some really good moments in it. I, you know, that when they crash the family reunion, talk about some uncle.
Right. Cousin. I'm like, he no hero.
It was
but
just
that plate
like,
looked good though. That
was let like, me tell you something. I was just like, girl, you know I want some food right now.
Girl, let me get them real tears.
Come on. All right. Mm. So what's your next?
Is it my turn again? Oh my God, I can't believe it, guys. How exciting.
I can't stand you.
Okay. So time for my next pick, and this was hard because I mean that throwback one was hard too, but the newer one was hard, but I had to give it to my man Chadwick Boseman because he is the short amount of time we were privileged with seeing him on the screen, he made such an impact in the cinematic universe. Like
he delivered
every character.
Yeah.
No matter what. I mean, from Jackie Robinson to Prince T'Challa. Like.
Yeah. James
any
Brown.
Movie, James Brown. Like, any movie he's been in, I know it's going to be good. So, my modern pick is the one and the only Black Panther. Wakanda Forever.
I was waiting. Yeah.
If you somehow lived on another planet or under the biggest rock there is, you probably haven't heard of Black Panther. It is a movie released by Disney, well, Marvel, which was later acquired by Disney, February 16th, 2018, directed by Ryan Coogler, who also was a Black man, is a Black man. He's still alive. He's well and doing other stuff. But wow. It was yeah, sorry, that went weird. But I just wanted to point out that the cast was Black, the director was Black, it probably was some cameramen, a lot of cameramen that was Black on this movie. It was blackity black, black, black. So the basic storyline, Prince T'Challa returns home to an African nation that is hidden from the world. It's in the world, but they put this facade on like they're a third world country who is extremely poor and doesn't accept any aid from any other countries. But secretly, they hold the most precious metal or element there is on Earth, vibranium, if you want to do the vibranium, you know what I mean?
You get a brother.
which is what Captain America's shield is made out of. This metal is some high-tech-ish. And they basically have a society that is technologically 20,000 light years ahead of the rest of the world. And it's pretty cool. This movie grossed over $1.3 billion US dollars. When I tell you, we was in line for this movie. Like, I was so hyped when I found out that they were doing Black Panther. And then when they kept like teasing us, because you know how Marvel do the little clips at the end of the movie.
To annoy after you.
After the credits. And you like, what? Black Panther. Like, it just, you got to give it to Marvel. The way they rolled out everything, it kept you on the edge of your seat. And I don't want to describe it in a way where it sounds like they gave us a handout, but it was nice to see a Black hero. Because unless you're a comic book fan and like an avid comic book fan, you don't know about a lot of the Black characters. Stories that like parallel Greek mythology like that, and it's pretty cool that they put a spotlight on Black Panther. He is a, so his suit is made obviously of vibranium, and he is not an official member of he was never like an Avenger. He was just, like, brought, he kind of did his own thing.
He got introduced through Captain America's story.
Captain America, right.
When his dad had died and stuff. And then all of a sudden, he started just running real fast like a cat. I'm like,
girl, I was like, who is this man in this black suit?
Who I was just he? Like, what are you doing?
I was like, what is it? Why are you going at the monkey? What happened? What happened? What happened?
But I was interested.
I was, girl, it had me. I was like, wait.
Marvel, yeah, because I was like, I know Bucky, I don't know you, sir.
Right. I was so confused for a second. But let me tell you, I done seen this movie so many, like, Ali, if y'all don't know, I have a son. He's super into Marvel. Like, it's our thing. Like, anytime a Marvel movie comes out, we go and see it, like, immediately opening weekend. He has every character of, like, all their action figures. We have Disney Plus so that he can access Marvel whenever he wants. I know this movie by heart. Like, my African accent has progressed so marvelously.
Oh, boy.
Like, it is so crazy. But also in this movie, not just Chadwick Boseman, it's my boo, the one, the only, Michael B. Jordan, extra delicious. My God.
Can I stand?
He is in there, and he is T'Challa's unknown cousin. Yeah, because that's his uncle's son. Mm-hmm. Who his uncle was, we find out in the movie. If you ain't seen this, I don't give them about these spoilers. If you ain't seen it by now, you be all right.
Something's actually wrong with you.
Girl, right? But his father was murdered by his brother while he was on a secret undercover mission in the United States. And the whole reason his brother did what he did that got him on trial for treason was that he felt like that Wakanda should be reaching out to the rest of the world because, as he mentioned or quoted from his character, our brothers and sisters are dying and we can help them. And so they kind of had a disagreement, and it wasn't on purpose, but he ended up passing and they left the son in the United States. So his character came back for revenge. And big time, because he got his homeboy from his whole life. Like, how you just gonna flip on him like that? Like, I was kind of upset with that one. I was like, how you just gonna flip on T'Challa because you got your feelings hurt? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But another character to mention, Lupita Nyong'o. Another very beautiful actress. She did a beautiful job as her character. I love her acting. You ruined my mission. What's how you doing it?
Girl, it was the fact that he was just staring at her.
He was just staring, and then the actress that played the little sister, like, did he freeze?
I know.
Like, idea in headlights. I was like, this is so cute. And it just was so cool to see, like, a lot of the like a lot of my friends who are actually from Africa, like directly or like first or second generation, they were talking about how like there were scenes where they understood what they were saying based off their dialect and their native tongue, and it was really cool for them. So that movie was dope. I don't know who my favorite character is because I love all of them.
But who is the character that's, we're not going to make it the obvious Black Panther, but who was another character that you like? But that stood out, that made you like, okay.
I'm not going to say T'Challa or Killmonger, which is Michael B. Jordan's character. I kind of like Shuri, the okay. little sister, because she was like so cute. First of all, she was adorable. I just loved her and her brother's relationship. And it kind of reminded me and my brothers. So that was dope. But I just liked how smart she was. And it was just like nothing. Like in the in Endgame and the other Marvel movies that they were in, when she was like, why didn't you just try doing this? And they were like, because we didn't think about that. And she was like, okay. Like,
in Infinity like, War. Yeah.
Yeah, Infinity War. Like, it was, she's just adorable. I just really like her character. And I can't wait for Black Panther 2, where they, because that's in the actual comic books where she takes over the kingdom. So I hope they do that storyline the right way.
What was your favorite scene and why? What was the scene that was just everything, was you felt like it just made the movie?
My favorite scene? Wait. Okay. It makes me laugh thinking about it. Okay. It's a little, I don't know if it's my favorite scene, but this is my favorite. I'm gonna call it my clip because it's so small. When so after Killmonger takes over and T'Challa is like thrown over the waterfall, but then his mom, the queen, and Shuri and Nakia, they sneak off to the other part of Wakanda where the, what's that tribe's name?
Ain't they like the wolves or something?
They gorillas, girl. They was, no, yeah, they was gorillas. One of them. I forgot his name, though. But he's a really good actor, too. And that was, like, his breakout role. The leader of... Who's that? M'Baku. M'Baku.
Yeah. So
the actor that played M'Baku. When they were talking to him in his, like, grand hall. And then the white guy tries to talk. And then all the, like, everybody start going... Hur!
Girl, that was so hilarious.
I was like, "Ooh, that had me on the floor." I was like, "You better shut up. You was in Black country right now. Okay?
You need to keep your mouth shut. Why are you speaking?
Why are you speaking? This is my question." That little scene was hilarious, but I just liked how, even though M'Baku was clearly a hater his whole life, for the cause and for the culture, he like put his pride aside and was like, nah, we gotta fix this because he's finna give away all our shit. Like, and I understood both sides. Like, I like Killmonger because he was like, yo, like, why are we suffering when we clearly are superior and we have the resources for it? Stop letting your brothers and sisters suffer when we could be making a difference in this world. But at the same time, you don't wanna just keep giving of yourself. Like, that's what happened to Africa in the first place. Like, all of their resources, natural resources, were plundered because of European colonization. So I get both sides of the argument, but that was my modern pick. It's so many more movies that I could have put on my list, but I had to give it to Black Panther because that was like a movement. Like, to gross over $1.3 billion in one weekend. How much did it cost to make that movie? Only like a couple million? Not a couple million. It was like 50 million.
Yeah.
But still, but like, they, huge I think, profit.
I don't know if they knew it was going to be that big. But they were smart. The marketing team was amazing. Make sure it comes out in February.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to give it to Disney. If somebody going to market something, Disney going to market it.
Disney going to do it.
Disney, their marketing team is, they are amazing.
They are. I give it to them.
go all out. But okay, I'm excited. What's your second one? Because I don't know what your list is.
So my second one, so it was really hard,
girl.
Because I'm a strickler for movies, but I did fall in love with this movie. I thought that this movie was just super cute. And if you know me, you know why I chose it. So it is Concrete Cowboy.
Oh, okay. That took me for a loop. I didn't expect that one. Okay.
Because it was a newer one and it just really stuck with me. I really liked it. So Concrete Cowboy, first, it's an original Netflix original movie, so you can watch it on Netflix. But basically, it's while Concrete Cowboy itself is a fiction, it's based on a Greg N.A. novel, Ghetto Cowboy. The film is heavily inspired by the real life writers of North Philly. Both the novel and film took inspirations from the Fletcher Street Riders, a community of Black horse riders throughout North America. Basically, sent to live with his estranged father for the summer, a rebellious teen finds kinship in a tight-knit Philadelphia community of Black cowboys. I thought this movie was really amazing. The number one star in this was Idris Elba. Everybody knows who Idris Elba is. Mm-hmm. He's another one of those amazing Black actors that has really showcased his talent throughout the years. And then the second star was Caleb. Come on. The accent is the best. And then the second one is Caleb McLaughlin. I probably butchered that. But Caleb, if you don't know, he is one of the kids from Stranger Things. And he has grown up. And I was like, oh my God, he's so old. And I forget, like, they barely has put this movie out. So how would I know? Because we never see any of them. What makes this movie? So I'm I love horses, guys. I love cowboys. That's actually one of my favorite things. So anytime, I love a time period movie. This is not a time period movie. But what's cool is the fact that this movie had real members of the Fletcher Street riding community. And you know, that played the supporting characters who gave voice to real issues in the community that they were facing. And I just thought that it was super cool. I mean, and then it premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. So it was super good. I really enjoyed it. I picked this film because I just thought it's, yes, okay, so cliche, a 15-year-old boy, you know, goes from living in Detroit to Philadelphia because he's bad in school, lives with his father that he has no idea who he is, drops him off on the block, and then she just leaves. And it's just so funny because Nessa, who recognized Cole's, you know, tells him, hey, your father's in the stable. Cole's looking like, what you mean stable?
The stable. You know, it's like a reverse. It's like an alternate universe, Boys in the Hood. Like, what?
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what you mean stable? And like, for real, he goes into the house. His dad doesn't have food, doesn't have anything. There's a horse staying also in the kitchen, half living room.
God, I cannot.
And, you know, the dad, again, has no relationship with him. And, you know, he's annoyed. He's mad. And Hart won't let Cole in because, you know, he's been hanging around Smush, which was a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And I think Cole knew what he was doing, but really didn't know. Eventually, the dad was like, you're going to hang out with him? You're not going to come in. And he was actually sleeping in the stable with one of the horses. Now, he just so happened to be in the stable with one of the horses that's evil. Nobody can get him to ride. And at first, Cole's terrified, but he has no other place to sleep. And he sleeps with him, and the horse doesn't intend to hurt him. And then that's when they were like, that's your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout that time, he starts learning about horses and the history. And I just loved it. I just thought it was, I thought it was really, really cool how there's actually Black cowboys in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that?
Girl,
I had no idea. So, and they have been fighting and, you know, people's trying to get rid of the horses and sell them. So it was just a really good film. Eventually, you know, Smush and Cole set up the drug dealer thinking that, you know, they were doing a good thing, because Smush, his friend, who recognized him when they were kids, they used to hang out, and then he just disappeared. He eventually dies. He gets shot up. And it's just, it messes up Cole, because this is real life. Cole was being bad and fighting. No, people are dying.
Now it's real.
So he just finds himself in a situation that he's like, wow. And, you know, the ending part, not long afterwards, they all watches as the stables are demolished. But Harp say they will keep riding even without their stables. Cole's mom returned to Philadelphia, and Harp thanks her for sending Cole to live with him, because, I mean, Cole's 15 years old. He hadn't seen him.
Yeah.
And so it was just super cool how I love the part that Harp searches for Cole, because he finds out Smush is dead. Eventually finding him hiding in the stables, washing the blood off Cole's hands, he tells him Smush needs a proper memorial, because Smush also used to ride. But come on now. No kid is going to want to do proper. You want fast money. You want, like, that's what it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone rides their horses slowly through the neighborhood to the cemetery. I said a cemetery. Where Cole places Smush cowboy boots on the grave, because that's a tradition. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then stands on the back of the horse for the first time, which was a really big deal, because he was trying to keep falling and stuff. It was a great film. Love the chemistry. I thought, again, him and his dad didn't know each other, snapping, cursing, being angry with each other, but then eventually, like, they both had to understand each other.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really good.
What would you say was your most unexpected gift or enjoyment from that movie?
I love when they were telling stories about the past. I love that when all of them were hanging out and telling Cole's, like, Cole stories that happened, and how Harp, his father, was like, played a role in it. Oh, if only you would have saw your dad. I just love the stories, how they said that we've been doing this for years. People don't even know about us. They've been trying to kick us out for years. Love that. I just thought, I love hearing stories. And then when I found out that half of them, that was real, because if you finish through the movie, they come out and speak after the movie. I just thought it was so amazing. It was just, it was realistic. Yeah. And that's what I like. You know, even though it's not quote unquote a true story, you had some of the people telling a story that did happen. So I thought it was cool. I thought it was amazing. I thought the acting was phenomenal. Again, you know, Idris Elba always delivers. But seeing Cole not being that kid on Stranger Things,
I know. before.
He was cursing. I'm like, sir,
who are you? Wait a minute.
But I enjoyed it. I just thought it was something different. And I love the fact that you saw Daddy's little girl, how he was with his daughters, and super sweet and super nice. And then you see him, Concrete Cowboy, don't care about the kid. There's no food. He doesn't care. That's what I was like, Idris, okay, I've never seen this side of this, but I love it. Because you also always nice
when a character like changes your perspective of an actor, you can see their versatility. That's dope. A lot of people talked about this movie too. It got really great reviews. It was everywhere for a long time. Like, everybody was talking. I remember when it came out, I was like, oh wow, this is dope. And it wasn't about what I thought. I don't know what I thought it was going to be about.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought it was going to be about either.
But it was not about what I thought it was. But it was definitely good. Definitely good to see Black fathers represented on the screen, because a lot of them are active and involved. They might not be in the same household, but they are there. So,
but it was good to see. He wasn't active in the life, but then it was like, now you're forced. I'm bringing your son to you. Shape him up.
You got to.
Teach him about life. Goodbye. I'm out.
It shows the importance of the role. Like, if you're a father out there and you've ever had the thought like you weren't important, you are. These kids absolutely need both parents, whatever that looks like.
Yep, absolutely.
You gotta fix that shit and keep going with it. I'm so shocked. I didn't think this would be on your list. I know it was a good movie, but I didn't know what you were gonna pick.
I really liked it. I'm a fan of Idris Elba. I've watched all his films, so I was actually looking forward to this movie, and then it came out, and then I was like, "You delivered, awesome!" So yes, and before we end this, I love this quote: "Hard things come before good things." That's what Nessa said in the movie. Amazing. I loved it. But that is it, guys. That is our movies that we think, you know, one of our favorite movies, Black History, new, like we did classic and we did newer. So we would love to hear you all's favorite all-time Black excellence movie that showcases Black actors, Black actresses, because I mean, it's a beautiful thing. There's so many movies out there.
There's so many, and if you feel like there's a movie we should have spoken about, let us know.
Please let us know. So this month, every week we'll be coming out with a new episode. So we're so excited, because the next week we will be talking about we don't want to say romantic films, because we're not romantic people, but it's showcasing love and what you think love is and what we see love movies is about. So look forward to that. And we will be coming out with an Instagram page, so look out for that. But in the meantime, in the meantime, follow me. My Instagram is 10_Nace_Cia, and that's CIA. And Tina,
you already know it's the Tina Styles with a Z_. Follow us, like us, comment,
subscribe. That's like the main thing. But before we end, we will be talking about live shows that are going on right now, commenting on them and catching up. So what show are we going to be doing next week?
What our live show we're going to be doing?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
So we still are debating between Euphoria and Abbott Elementary.
No, I thought we were doing The Cleaning Lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Abbott. The Cleaning Lady. Y'all, I'm obsessed with Abbott Elementary too. Shout out to them. And that actually was produced and written by, I forgot her name, but the actress in it, the little Black girl. So, Black History Month, Black girl power. but The Cleaning Lady, both really, really dope shows.
Really, really
honestly,
good.
Honestly, keep up with both of them next week. Let's go with Euphoria, and then we'll go with the cleaning lady after that, because everybody talking about Euphoria right now. We need to discuss. We need to unpack. We need to.
So what we're going to be doing, so far it's up, I think this week was the fourth episode, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure.
For both, I believe.
Yes. So we will be covering the four episodes that aired. So catch up with it. We're going to, you know, dive in a little bit, give our insights and thoughts. And then the following week we'll do the cleaning lady. Cleaning Lady is found on Hulu. If not, it's on FX. Super good, so amazing. And Euphoria is on HBO.
Yes. And if you don't have the FX app, you can find the Cleaning Lady on Hulu, I believe.
Yes, and you can find it on Hulu. It's on Hulu. But anyways, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back next episode with a new and improved topic.
Shout out to everybody that we mentioned today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and y'all enjoy y'all night, your day, whatever.
All right, see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.